Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about how to buy a house with no cash, with literally $0 in cash. And I recently did this, and the truth is that most investors do, and it's not a scam, it's not illegal, there's nothing necessarily dodgy about it, but we call it the no cash needed method. And the truth is, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but sometimes we natter away, Andrew. I think we talk about things in a way that is sometimes so technical that they almost don't come across. So I want to cover the no cash needed method again. So here's what happened. I wanted to buy a property that was worth about $625,000. And my plan was to buy it as a long-term investment property, right? Now, it's a new build, so I went to TSB, and TSB said, okay, you need to spend $625,000 on this property to buy it. We're willing to lend you $500,000 of that, so 80% of the money that I needed. But here's the thing, okay, TSB, thank you very much. You're going to give me $500,000, but I need $625,000 to buy this property.
You're $125,000 short.
So I need to come up with a $125,000 deposit. Now, at the time, I was in my late 20s, and not many people have $125,000 lying around in their bank accounts. I certainly didn't. And so how do you come up with that extra $125,000? Well, while I didn't have a lot of cash, I did already own another property. And so I went to the bank that I had that one with, and that was Westpac. And I said, can I borrow an extra $125,000 against this property I've got with you? I want to go and buy another rental property, add it to my portfolio. They said, sure thing. Rightio, here you go. So now I've got TSB saying, yep, we'll give you $500,000, mate. I've got Westpac saying, yeah, we'll lend you the deposit. We'll lend you $125,000. And so you put it together, makes the $625,000 that I needed to go ahead and buy that investment property without any cash of my own.
And look, it's not really doing anything particularly clever here. This is
what
just,
do you mean?
This is actually how most people invest. And for those of you who have listened to the podcast for a while, this won't be new to you. But for some people, this will be a completely mind-boggling realization that people can do this, because I've spoken to investors and they're like, I thought you had to save the deposit yourself.
Yeah, I remember talking to a couple of listeners who said, it's like unicorn poo. You just buy a house. I know people call it lots of different things. But the first time I heard about this and thought, wait a second. So people who have houses use those houses to go and buy more houses. Mm. I was like, I never knew that.
They don't teach you that in Monopoly, do they?
But the interesting thing is, oh, I used to mortgage houses all the time to go buy properties.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Monopoly?
Oh, yeah, all the time in Monopoly.
I would crush you in that game.
I'll play you. Okay. And you'll lose. You'll lose.
Well,
I can't
know your
wait.
Strategy now.
I'll post it on Instagram. But I was amazed. I was like, wow, I didn't know this was a thing. And then I was talking to a journalist who we work with, and I was talking to her about this, and she's like, Ed, everybody knows this. And I was like, no, Rebecca. Not everybody knows this.
No.
And then even after we explain it, often we talk about usable equity. People are still like, I don't get how it works. So in my case, I've got a $500,000 loan with TSB. So if I log in, I see a $500,000 loan in TSB. And then when I log into my Westpac app, I can see I've got about $125,000 of loans against Westpac as well. I go in there. All I did to buy the house was transfer that money to the lawyers, they paid the money across, now you own the house. And so, Andrew, how does someone figure out whether they can do this too?
So first thing you've got to do is work out if you've got some usable equity that you can use to borrow for the deposit.
And so what you're saying is, okay, before you go and look at a house like I did, you've got to say, well, how much is in my current properties? How much could I actually borrow against my current properties as the deposit for, say, an investment property?
So I'll give you an example of some numbers. So imagine you've got a house worth $1 million. You can borrow a maximum of 80% against your own home. So that's $800,000. Now, if your mortgage is already $500,000, then your usable equity is the difference, the $300,000 between the $500,000 you've got now and the $800,000 maximum you can borrow against it.
And if all that all sounds a bit technical, I always think the easiest way to do this is just Google usable equity calculator. Now, our calculator on our website is usually the first thing that comes up. And so far, almost 11,000 people, Andrew, have used that one. So you kind of know that it's good. I tell you what, I'll just put the link in the show notes.
And if you've got $300,000 worth of usable equity, you can use that, subject to the bank approving you, for anything. You could use that to go buy a boat. You could go buy a batch. It'd be probably quite a cheap batch. A lot of people use that money to invest in property. Now, remember, that's just for your deposit. So if you've got a 300K deposit, that allows you to buy up to $1.5 million worth of new build properties or up to $860,000 of existing properties.
It's important to say you still need to pass the bank's income tests, but you know, if you've got enough usable equity, it's worth just thinking about, oh, could I actually do this? And the easiest way is to use a calculator online. Now, it's important to say the no cash needed method that we're talking about isn't right for everyone. Like, there are so many pros, there are so many cons. And I actually saw some YouTube comments in one of my more recent videos where I shared this story. You know, so one person said, NS7083, said, yep, it's easy to leverage up when things are going well until the chickens come home to roost. Somebody else said, yep, it's all about risk management. You know, you've got to be aware of the state of your income and risk to make these kinds of decisions. And that is absolutely true. Because the benefit of using this strategy, the no cash needed method, is you can buy some investments without putting any of your own money in, or with the bank's money, or with other people's money. And then as the property goes up in value, well, you haven't put any money in to buy this, but you get to keep all of the capital gains as the property appreciates in value. And over time, your rents will go up, interest rates are likely to come down. You might start making some cash flow eventually from it as well. And so that can help you get a return without putting a hell of a lot of your own money in to buy something. Now, there are some downsides. One of the big ones is, let's say you borrow all of the money to buy a property, like the one that I did. If your property price then goes down, as it did for a bit, your mortgage can be larger than your house value, right? And that means, imagine if your mortgage is 625K and your house is now worth 600K. If you get into a really sticky situation and then have to sell that property, well, you could still be left with a mortgage if you did have to sell. Now, that means that it's really important that if you are going to use the no cash needed method, that you hold those properties for as long as possible. Because if you are holding that property for 10, 20, up to 30 years, you're probably going to be pretty comfortable with this strategy because asset values and house values are likely to go up over time. But if you find that you need to sell within like a year or 2 years, that's where it's going to be extremely difficult and it'd be a lot more risky. So the name of the game really is, if you are going to borrow a lot of money to buy investment properties, you've got to set yourself up so that you can hold them over the long term. And actually, Andrew, before we get into how you do that, there was one story you once told me about a guy who used his car.
Yeah, I'll tell you an extreme version because this isn't going to be for everyone, but this is quite a good one. There was an investor that came in and he had a business and it was going really, really well, paid himself out a dividend and thought, you know what, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to go buy the car that I wanted. Car of my dreams, Porsche, 150 grand.
That's a lot of money for a car.
A lot of money for a car, but he'd earned it and he was excited about it. So he's driving around and then he comes across a podcast, Property Academy podcast, and starts hearing about investing and thinks, oh, I've just tied up all this money in a Porsche that is going to depreciate. I'm not actually going to get a return on this. Terrible decision. I've used all my cash for that. So what he did was he actually went and got a car loan against his car that he'd already bought of $80,000. He used that $80,000 plus some usable equity in his house to go and buy an investment property.
It's amazing. That story always blows my mind that, you know, somebody went and borrowed money against their car in order to go and buy an investment property because you just don't hear about that. Now, it is a bit of an extreme example. You know, in that case, if you're borrowing money against your car, the interest rate will probably be quite high. But in his instance, that was the right move for him, right? It's a good reminder that while a lot of people borrow against their own home to go and buy investment properties, not always the only option. So now that you know about the no cash needed method, this might give you a different way of looking at what your options currently are about whether you can potentially buy an investment property or not. So check out the usable equity calculator. That's what you search for. That's the technical name. We just like to call it the no cash needed method because it's a lot more obvious what it is. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, check out that calculator. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Seb Knight.
I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of your selling property market. Until next time.